at The Green Herb, we'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's Friday, and we have with us Andrew Skousen to bring us the World Affairs Brief, a summary of what's really going on behind the scenes, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Good morning, Andrew. What are we going to be covering today?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you, as always. We're going to start out this week with can Obamacare be reformed? Joel starts off right away with not really. And any alleviation of current draconian measures, if they do come, will only be temporary. The sudden new willingness of Obama and his Democratic partners to consider changes is just a deceptive ploy aimed at quelling the growing rebellion against Obamacare and the growing demand for repeal. The Democrats are desperate to save it, as evidenced by hiring the propagandist-in-chief Bill Clinton to lead the charge this week and call for change. Time magazine noted, quote, former President Bill Clinton waded into the ongoing controversy over President Barack Obama's troubled promise that those like their health insurance could keep it, encouraging the president to uphold that commitment. I personally believe even if it takes a change in the law, the president should honor the commitment that the federal government made to those people and let them keep what they got. In recent weeks, Obama has been frantically trying to extricate himself from that pledge, which has not held up for millions of Americans on low-quality plans who are receiving cancellation notices. Asked later Tuesday if Obama agrees with Clinton, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney pointed to Obama's NBC interview last week. Well, I think as you saw the president say in an interview with NBC last week, the answer is yes. The president has tasked his team with looking at a range of options, as he said, to make sure that nobody is put in a position where their plans have been canceled and they can't afford a better plan, even though they'd like to have a better plan, Carney told reporters at the White House, end quote. Then, as if on cue, Obama announced yesterday that people could keep their canceled plans, temporarily. Reuters explains why it's just not that easy to reverse things, though, politically and economically, quote. The change will allow policies that start between January 1st and October 1st, 2014, to be renewed, meaning they will continue well into 2015. But the fix may not provide relief to consumers on a national level, as it requires some individual state insurance departments to change regulations. Soon after the announcement, Washington State said it would not make such changes. Insurance industry officials said that if, by allowing millions of Americans to hold on to such policies, fewer younger and healthier people would buy plans in the new marketplaces. Premiums will increase and there will be fewer choices. The new markets would then have a higher proportion of sicker beneficiaries who cost more to insure, unquote. The insurance companies cannot both comply with the expensive new mandates of the law and allow people to keep some existing plans which don't cover many of those mandates. Even if they did change the law to remove all of the mandates on the plan, which they won't do since it would gut so much of the Obamacare, premiums are still going to go up. People won't want to keep their plan if the premiums are higher. And even if people could retain their plans without additional cost into 2015, that's little consolation when the exemption ends. Predictably, Obama and the Democrats are taking a well-deserved hit over this fiasco, but it remains to be seen if it will translate into meaningful changes in Congress' next election cycle. With Obama and his appointees shouldering most of the blame, filtered through a complicit media, it's doubtful how much fallout this will really cause. One of the most controversial provisions in the is the contraception mandate that infringes on owners' religious rights, even as the liberal courts try to push the legal doctrine that businesses don't have rights, as long as they are owned by people they do, as the Deseret News opined this week. Quote, removing the quote-unquote contraception mandate, as it is known, would resolve a confusing array of court decisions that are slowly wending their way to the Supreme Court. If Congress changed the law to reflect the nation's long-held reverence for religious liberty and the freedom of conscience, it would send a powerful message to the world about the value of that basic human right. Last week, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals reaffirmed a preliminary injunction that keeps this mandate from being enforced in Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. As the Indiana Business Journal reported, one of the cases that led to the ruling concerned a company that makes vehicle safety systems in Wisconsin. Although the company is not owned by a religion, it successfully argued that forcing its self-insured plan to provide contraceptive coverage would violate the owner's constitutional rights, specifically those guaranteed by the First and Fifth Amendments. It would also violate the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. A majority of an appeals court panel agreed, writing that the mandate, quote, violates their, the owner's, religion, end quote. Freedom of conscience means little if people are not allowed to exercise that conscience. So while the Seventh and Tenth Circuits now have held the contraception mandate illegal, the Third Circuit and the Federal Circuit have ruled the opposite, saying for-profit corporations have no religious rights. Congress should clear this up now with a swift amendment to the Act as it rewrites the rules, allowing people more freedom in the type of insurance they may purchase. Taken together, the false premise that people could keep their doctors and health plans, the violations of basic religious freedoms, and the disastrous start to the enrollment period in which the healthcare.gov website has been virtually unusable, all suggest the Affordable Care Act is not ready to take full effect and needs major revisions, end quote. Michael Lofty of the Tenth Amendment Center says that, quote, a report has surfaced that congressional Democrats are giving President Obama 72 hours to make some serious changes to Obamacare, end quote. Apparently, even Democrats are starting to feel some serious heat from their benefit-corrupt constituents. Lofty noted that such a deadline would be impossible to meet through legislative action. Quote, it would be unconstitutional for the president to make such changes to the law, as only Congress can legally do so. But this hasn't stopped him before, end quote. Meanwhile, there's a lot of taxpayer waste going into the government hiring of so-called navigators who are hired at high wages to help enroll people in Obamacare. These contracts have gone exclusively to crony friends and leftist organizations. This is all shades of the Acorn scandal. James O'Keefe writes this, quote, his undercover investigators focused on Obamacare's quote-unquote navigators, the nearly 50,000 people who, in the words of the Department of Health and Human Services, quote, will serve as an in-person resource for Americans who want additional assistance in shopping for and enrolling in plans, end quote, on the Obamacare exchanges, at least when they're finally working. The total value of grants doled out for nonprofits and community organizations to hire navigators has topped $67 million nationwide, and some of the money is going to a group run by Acorn's highly controversial founder.
Hold up, thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Skousen talking about the Obamacare fiasco.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, and with Skelton, and he's going over the World Affairs Brief, which is written by Andrew's dad, Joel Skelton. And we're talking now about the Obamacare, and basically, of course, this is going to dramatically change healthcare delivery in America. Healthcare makes up 1/6 of the economy of this nation. It shouldn't. It's excessively expensive. Because the federal government is providing health care for the elderly, over 100 million Americans are either on Medicare or Medicaid, and by the time they get through with this program, probably well over half of our population is going to be on government medical care, and it's simply going to end up bankrupting health care and destroying the practice of medicine. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Stan. Well, Joel says that a friend of his talked to one of the trainers of Obamacare navigators who works for a very large communications company that has one of many contracts to enroll people in the government healthcare exchange. The trainer was one of 29 on this project. He reports her explanation of how they are working around the website problem. Quote, "There has been so much difficulty getting people enrolled that they were instructed right at the start of the enrollment process in August to give up on using healthcare.gov and just input people's data and then convert the application to PDF format, and later, when the website is fixed, they will input the data back into the government website and actually sign these people up for healthcare." Just recently, these trainers, who are paid $24 per hour, have been notified that those PDF files, tens of thousands by her estimate, are still untouched. This means that the people who signed up still have not been approved or enrolled. They were also told that they, not the navigators who are paid much less, will be entering that data into the website. This makes them pretty high-paid data entry clerks. Their temporary job status has been extended perhaps all the way to the ending date in March, end quote. Well, unfortunately, with all of this, we aren't seeing the demise of this law, but rather the convolutions inherent in pushing this new legislation upon the population, regardless of the difficulties involved. Sort of at the end of this article, we came across an interesting interview by one of the old schoolmates of Obama who was with Obama back in the 1970s. Much has been written about how Obama has been lying to the American people with Obamacare and how they can keep their existing health policies. But that's apparently nothing compared to the lies about his background. Finally, someone apparently credible, is telling the truth about Obama's not only his foreign status, but also his homosexuality and his chronic lying. Maya Marie Pope went to the same high school as Obama in Honolulu, Hawaii, during the late 1970s. He was then known by the name of Barry Satoru. Dr. Ewan posted this on the D.C. Clothesline. Quote, in this interview on October 31st, 2013, with Harlem pastor James David Manning, Pope says Obama, quote, always portrayed himself as a foreign student, unquote, and, quote, very much was within the gay community. It was common knowledge that Barry wasn't interested in girls, but was strictly into men. One of his attributes even then, as he is now, was that Barry was, quote, a pathological liar even then, end quote, of the self-aggrandizing sort. He would lie about the most mundane things. He also exploited people, bumming cigarettes off others, and then dropping them as friends as soon as he got what he wanted. Joel says, I checked the perennial Obama defenders at Snopes.com, and they haven't tried to debunk this yet. Probably because it's true. They'll just avoid what they can't debunk.
And let me just comment. Back in 2008 at a conference, I attended. A couple of people came to the table I had, and they said, "You know, we're from Chicago, and we know Barry Satoru. We know President Obama. We know Obama. You know, he is certainly well known." Everybody in Chicago knows he's homosexual. Now, this was before he was ever elected president. Why do you think that he's placed homosexuals in the key positions? Why do you think he's come up with legislation favorable to the gays? He is a gay man. His life is a lie. But, of course, because he is gay, he is susceptible to blackmail. As a result, he does exactly what he's told. He was put in power by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which has strong ties to the homosexual movement, and America's in real trouble today. God is going to bring judgment on this nation because we've turned against God and his laws and we're violating them. Go right ahead.
Thank you for adding that, Dr. Stan. Well, moving on to the next story in the brief is also talking about some of the Brotherhood of Darkness. This is about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the dangers involved. The globalists are always planning for new, quote-unquote, free trade agreements behind the scenes, knowing that these trade pacts are not about free markets at all, but are creating pieces of regional government structures that, in turn, will be used to pave the way for a new world order global government. Kurt Nimmo of Infowars.com has the latest on this story. Quote, WikiLeaks has released a 95-page, 30,000-word document spelling out details on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. The secret globalist agreement will have a significant effect on a wide range of issues, including internet freedom, medicine, patents, and civil liberties. The cabal will meet in Salt Lake, Utah between November 19th and 24th. The draft text for the TPP Intellectual Property Rights Chapter spells out provisions for implementing a transnational quote-unquote enforcement regime designed to supplant national laws and sovereignty with a globalist construct. The TPP is by far the largest and most oppressive economic treaty devised thus far. It will have an impact on a staggering 40% of worldwide GDP. The TPP is the forerunner to the equally secret U.S.-EU Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Both treaties combined will cover 60% of world GDP and exclude China. Enforcement will be accomplished by, quote, supranational litigation tribunals, to which sovereign national courts are expected to defer, end quote. According to the document, the globalist courts can conduct hearings with secret evidence. Quote, since the beginning of the TPP negotiations, the process of drafting and negotiating the treaty's chapters has been shrouded in an unprecedented level of secrecy, end quote, WikiLeaks notes in a statement on the release of the TPP draft. Access to drafts of the TPP charters is shielded from the general public. Members of the U.S. Congress are only able to view selected portions of treaty-related documents in highly restrictive conditions and under strict supervision. It has been previously revealed that only three individuals in each TPP nation have access to the full text of the agreement, while 600 quote-unquote trade advisors, lobbyists guarding the interests of large U.S. corporations such as Chevron, Halliburton, Monsanto, and Walmart, are granted privileged access to crucial sections of the treaty text. Obama is poised to fast-track the secret agreement. The U.S. administration is aggressively pushing the TPP through the U.S. legislative process on the sly, said WikiLeaks editor Julian Assange. If instituted, the TPP's IP regime would trample over individual rights and free expression, as well as ride roughshod over the intellectual and creative commons. If you read, write, publish, think, listen, damp, sing, or invent, if you farm or consume food, if you're ill now or might one day be ill, the TPP has you in its crosshairs, Assange added, end quote. In their press release, WikiLeaks said that the full version of the secret draft has been released by WikiLeaks and added, quote, the TPP is the largest ever economic treaty, encompassing nations representing more than 40% of the world's GDP. The WikiLeaks release of the text comes ahead of the decisive TPP chief negotiator summit in Salt Lake City, Utah. The chapter published by WikiLeaks is perhaps the most controversial chapter of the TPP, due to its wide-ranging effects on medicine, publishers, internet services, civil liberties, and biological patents. Significantly, the released text includes the negotiation positions and disagreements between all 12 prospective member states. The TPP is the forerunner to the equally secret US-EU Pact, Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, for which President Obama initiated US-EU negotiations in January of this year. Together, these two pacts will cover more than 60% of global GDP. Joel comments that the reason that both these pacts exclude China is because China is intending on controlling their own version of the New World Order. All right, next story here. France sabotages the Iran-U.S. deal. Joel says, I was racked last week with a conundrum. What is the U.S. up to in pushing this agreement with Iran, essentially letting them off the nuclear hook? It was completely out of character for the neocons. For years, the U.S. and its globalist allies have been pushing Israel to attack Iran to justify a larger U.S.-NATO intervention there, and to continue to build worldwide hatred for U.S. intervention. Now it seems they had reversed course, and I could not figure out any reason why the globalists would do this. Just as the U.S. was trumpeting to the world that they were on the verge of a deal, France steps in and objects, basically killing the deal. The big question is, did they do it on behalf of the U.S. or for their own reasons? John Glasser takes the traditional position that France did it for their own interests, but I'm very sure they did it as part of a very sophisticated deception the U.S. is playing. Here's Glasser's conventional view. Quote, the big news coming out of the Iran negotiations at the end of last week was that France took an unexpectedly rejectionist stance in the talks and refused a deal that was all but agreed upon. One of the reasons this was a huge deal is that the P5 plus one and Iran really did seem to be on the cusp of a first-stage agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry canceled his travel plans and went to Geneva, presumably to be there to announce the historic deal. Additionally, the negotiations were, quite literally, in a race against time, as hardliners in Congress, Israel, and back in Iran tried to derail any possible deal. But France, strangely enough, beat them to it. And it may be terribly consequential, running the risk of putting the U.S. back on the warpath to Tehran. This earned France some unlikely admirers in the two most militant figures in the U.S. Senate. Lindsey Graham told CNN, quote, thank God for France, end quote, and John McCain tweeted a similar message, end quote. Joel says, as I see it, when two neocons come out and lavish praise on France, that's strong evidence the U.S. wasn't really changing course, but was playing a much deeper ruse, in line with everything they have done lately to appear as if they are opposing Israel's intent to attack Iran. I still think this is all political theater meant to diffuse the growing anti-war sentiment in the U.S. By appearing to bend over backwards for peace, Obama can play like he isn't a warmongering president like the Republicans, and the U.S. will appear as an unwilling partner when finally dragged into the conflict by the Israeli strike. which is still being planned. It's the old don't throw me into the briar patch routine of Brer Rabbit fame. Continue with the quote. So why did France do this? It's hard to say with any certainty, given the fact that the talks are held in complete secrecy, but here are a few of the ideas floating around. One, currying favor with Saudi Arabia and Israel. America's closest allies in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and Israel, have been pissed off as of late, complaining that Washington hasn't been hawkish enough on the two regional enemies, Syria and Iran. Saudi Arabia has been frustrated at the Obama administration's reluctance to topple the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad, either by bombing or by more direct support for the rebels. And both the Saudis and the Israelis hate the fact that diplomacy between the U.S. and Iran has begun in earnest. An easing of tensions between the U.S. and Iran is viewed by our quote-unquote allies as a net loss for their own regional dominance. France is reported to have dramatically increased its weapons sales to Saudi Arabia, and in August the two signed a $1.34 billion defense contract, and President François Hollande is due to visit Israel next week. Second, getting back at the U.S. for backing out of Syria war. In recent years, France has been drunk on the quote-unquote humanitarian intervention Kool-Aid. They were one of the driving forces behind NATO's intervention in Libya and have been much more inclined to direct military intervention in Syria than Washington. Colm Lynch and Yochi Drazen reported in Free Press that there may be, quote, an element of personal pique in the French position. In September, when the Obama administration began public threat military strikes, I'll finish this quote after the break here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
one thing I want our listeners to understand is that I'm concerned we're on the bridge, and we're certainly on the edge of a major war in the Middle East. And certainly Saudi Arabia is turning against the United States. Saudi Arabia will have nuclear weapons probably within a matter of a week or two. Certainly, I believe Iran already has nuclear weapons. America, and what you're not hearing about, is America in the past has had a significant naval certainly presence over there with aircraft carriers both in the Mediterranean and the Persian Gulf. We pulled those back, and they're coming back to the United States. We're removing our military presence from that region as the Soviets are increasing their presence. The Soviets have moved an aircraft carrier into the Mediterranean, the naval base in Syria. The Soviets have a naval base, I should say, in Iran, and they're increasing their naval presence there. Everything is changing very rapidly. So go right ahead, Sydney, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on here, but understand, Sydney, that this is a powder keg waiting to explode, and we're not really talking to the American people about this, but this could well involve us in not only a war, but even the possibility of a nuclear war. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And that's a good background. It's been interesting to see after Abinadab got changed with the new prime minister there, Rouhani, there have been quite a lot of steps taken toward a diplomatic agreement between the U.S. and Iran. And it seemed like for a while that they were just about to have a breakthrough there and come to some kind of agreement and come to some kind of lasting peace idea. And then out of nowhere, France pulled the rug out from under the whole process by refusing to go along with it. And we've been reading about some of the commentary about people conjecturing about why it is that France did this move and how it's possible that they might have some kind of motive themselves for doing this, including, you know, supplying weapons to Saudi Arabia, etc. This article even posits the possibility that the French are hawks now. They say, quote, Hollande is supposedly a socialist, but his foreign policy has taken a sharp rightward turn. Since his election, France has been decidedly pro-military intervention on Libya, Mali, and Syria. Apparently, they want to be hawkish on Iran now, too. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said he backed out of the impending deal last week because the West hadn't demanded that Iran stop construction on the Arak heavy water reactor, which may produce plutonium in the future. But in some of the most important evidence cited in this article is what follows, quote, to add an even stranger mix to all this, Secretary Kerry has refused to criticize France and even claimed the failure to get a deal on Friday was Iran's fault, a narrative that runs contrary to every other story leaked out of the meeting. Parties are expected to meet again to hash out a deal later this month, but if this delay provides enough time for Congress to slap on additional sanctions, or for hardliners in Iran to call off negotiations, France will shoulder the blame for potentially setting the U.S. and Iran back on the war path, end quote. Joel says, in summary, I think France is still playing the U.S. puppet, despite Hollande's initial campaign promises to stand up to the U.S. Meanwhile, in lockstep with normal U.S. aggressive foreign policy, Secretary of State Kerry assured the world the U.S. was prepared to use force if Iran will not give up its nuclear program. It doesn't sound like he thinks there's any hope in future talks. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu also rejoiced in the outcome, saying, no deal is better than a bad deal. Last week, there were a flurry of articles claiming a huge rift in U.S.-Israeli relations over this Iran deal. But Joel says, I predicted it was all for show, and this week, the two allies are back in bed together.
And
well, there are a lot of news stories that have been going on that we're trying to cover. Let's switch to one here on getting the states to act against the NSA. There's a proposal by the 10th Amendment Center to use the state of Utah to shut down the NSA data center going in. And this is because Congress won't act to protect Americans' Fourth Amendment rights. Sam Rowley explains the plan. Quote, the activist groups, which include the 10th Amendment Center, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, Antiwar.com, Revolution Truth, Downsize DC, the Libertas Institute in Utah, and We Texans, have offered a number of suggestions for stopping the NSA based on the principles of nullification and local power. In one example of how Americans could shut down the agency's massive spying efforts, the coalition suggests that it could be as simple as denying the NSA the water needed to cool its massive data collection center, according to the, quote, turn it off, end quote, proposal. The new Utah data center, a massive spy complex, requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Those massive supercomputers monitoring your personal information are water cooled. They can't function without the resources to keep them at operating temperature. That water is scheduled to be provided by the Jordan Valley River Conservancy District, a political subdivision of the state of Utah. One way Utah could deny the federal spy facility water would be through the passage of model legislation the coalition has produced, deemed the Fourth Amendment Protection Act. As written, the legislation would bar state and local governments from helping the NSA carrying out its spying program in any way. The act would also put in place regulations which would defund universities that have major partnerships with the NSA. There are 166 throughout the nation, at the state level. The coalition also touts Supreme Court rulings that allow states to opt out of aiding the federal government carry out its program. In the four cases cited by the coalition, the latest of which was Prince versus U.S. in 1997, the Supreme Court has held that the federal government may not commandeer state agencies or resources to enforce or implement federal acts. The main goal, according to the activists, is to circumvent the legislative and executive branches of government, which have shown little interest in quelling the NSA's powers, and to localize the fight against threats to civil liberty. The bottom line is that there is nothing in the Constitution that says states have to cooperate with the federal government as it violates your rights, Mahari said. If Congress and the president won't do anything about this out-of-control spy agency, the state and local governments will, end quote. Joel says, well, while I completely agree with both the legal correctness and sentiment of the proposal, its chances of happening in Utah or any other state is almost nil. In virtually all the most conservative states, the legislatures are more conservative than the more mainstream conservative government governors, but the hardline conservatives won't have the numbers to force something like this through if the governor doesn't go along. In 2009 in Utah, Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert had the governorship dropped in his lap when Rhino Republican John Huntsman accepted Obama's call to be ambassador to China. When Huntsman ran for governor, he kept his liberal leanings mostly under wraps until he had the nomination sewed up. He picked the more conservative Gary Herbert as lieutenant governor to pacify the right wing of the Republican Party in Utah. Huntsman only acquiesced to hardline conservatives because in Utah they have greater political power than their actual numbers.
Hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Since us, the uniform people in Greeley are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 352-2233 on the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Sentus, the uniform people. Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, and sacrifice, and their courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder from Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans, proud to honor our veterans and all our men and women in uniform.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest Andrew Skousen, and the last segment of our program this morning. Andrew, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We're discussing some of the possibilities of getting some anti-NSA legislation through the Utah legislature. And Joel is going through some of the background with how a more conservative governor has come into place in Utah. John Huntsman had originally taken on board a more conservative Gary Herbert as lieutenant governor to pacify the right wing of the Republican Party in Utah. Huntsman only acquiesced to hardline conservatives because in Utah, these have greater political power than their actual numbers due to the caucus system of selecting candidates. This favors those who are active in the political process. In a primary system, candidates are selected by all Republican voters at large, and that process is more able to be manipulated by the less conservative Utah media. For this and other reasons, the more mainstream Republican establishment now wants to get rid of the caucus system in Utah and other states and replace it with a primary system. Herbert was more conservative when he started out as governor, when he took over the governorship from Huntsman when Huntsman went to be ambassador to China. So Herbert was more conservative when he started out, but he has continually been pressured by the mainstream political powers in Utah to move away from the hardline right-wing legislative leaders in order, quote, not to embarrass Utah by their extreme positions, end quote, on guns and the Constitution. The same kind of move to the center compromises have happened in other states, including Idaho's Governor Butch Otter. What the good people in the coalition proposing this shut-it-off idea may not understand is that Utah's congressional delegation and state government under Huntsman actively lobbied for the NSA data center to be located in Utah. This was before the NSA's activities became public knowledge. Senator Orrin Hatch, who has morphed from a conservative to a boneheaded liberal in his long tenure as senator, was front and center in this promotion, which got him a well-deserved scolding from Glenn Beck, as told by Jeff Feldman of Mediaite.com. Quote, Glenn Beck and Harry Reid have practically nothing in common except for one little detail. Both men are Mormons. Joel comments, Reid was rarely active in the church until he became senator, and that was merely to win votes among Mormon voters who are a large bloc in Nevada. Continue with the quote. And it was with that in mind that Beck felt he could say without reservation that Reid and his Republican colleague Orrin Hatch are two spooky Mormons against a tirade against the GOP establishment and the NSA. Beck was fired up about Hatch throwing Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, both conservative Mormons, under the bus by blaming the government shutdown on them and blaming Ken Cuccinelli's loss in Virginia on that shutdown. But Beck was far more worried about another issue he's convinced Hatch is involved in, the NSA data center in Utah. Beck believed that given all the international criticism of the NSA, the data center could very well be the target of a tactical nuke, which Joel says is likely correct. And was convinced Hatch was completely responsible for bringing the data center there in the first place. He accused Hatch of being, like Reid, a quote-unquote progressive, and warned that Republicans like Hatch and their cronies are trying to get back to a system where power is tightly controlled and more outspoken people like Cruz have less influence, end quote. Joel says Hatch was the point man for the Republican establishment in Utah. which is less conservative than the average Mormon voter and far less conservative than the large minority of constitutional conservatives in the quote-unquote most Republican state in the Union. Hatch did lobby hard for the NSA data center, as did then-Governor Huntsman. But Lieutenant Governor Herbert did nothing to oppose it either and was even on hand as governor with all the other unthinking leadership in Utah to slap each other on the back and sing the praises of more jobs for Utah during the dedication of the center. So while I have little hope that Utah will get a spine and stop assisting the NSA, the spy data center has huge problems of its own that have so far fortunately kept it offline since the dedication. The Salt Lake Tribune notes that, quote, when operational, the Utah data center is expected to consume 1.7 million gallons a day in order to cool the people and technology inside. But so far, says Bluffdale City Manager Mark Reed, water consumption has been wildly inconsistent. They've gone from no usage to over their amounts that they plan to use, Reed said on Tuesday. I don't know what they're doing there, Reed said, but their usage has been all over the board. The sporadic water use could point to the kinds of equipment failures reported this week in the Wall Street Journal. The newspaper said the Utah Data Center has been plagued by power surges that have ruined, quote, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of machinery and delayed the center's opening for a year, end quote. The newspaper reported there is not yet a consensus on how to fix the electrical failures. The journal said there have been 10 failures, the first on August of 2012 and most recently on September 25th. End quote. Joel says, but the NSA is now downplaying it all. They told this to the Salt Lake Tribune, quote, the NSA balks at the paper's description, saying the quote-unquote arc flashes were discovered during routine testing that occurs before the agency takes possession of the facility by the contractor, and that the problems were localized to breaker boxes. Quote, the system worked as designed to prevent damage to the very expensive computers downstream from the circuit breaker, the agency says in the letter. It is important to note that no NSA mission systems were damaged, nor were any additional costs incurred by the government, end quote. Joel says, well, that may be technically true, but it understates the massive damage to electrical controls which the contractor had to replace. There will be other failures in the future as the bugs are worked out. The Utah Data Center is the first of several other large data centers planned, so you know the powers that be are not going to either stop spying or let these data centers fail in their mission to store the massive data being collected on future citizen dissidents, not just terrorists. Well, switching to another story this week, this is on local spying in the name of preventing gun violence. Using the increased school violence as an excuse, a charter school in Oakland, California is installing gunshot detector units in school classrooms. With gunshots already readily identifiable by most people, one has to wonder why schools would want to spend hundreds of thousands on a gunshot detector, which really aren't that good at distinguishing gunshots from other loud, sharp noises. It isn't even to allow for a computerized response, since there would be too many false alarms. In reality, these detectors are microphones designed to pick up much more. And apparently they can record all conversations. Kit Daniels of Infowars.com reported that.
We're out of time. Thanks very much, Andrew. But we're moving towards an authoritarian society. They don't want the people to have weapons, and they want to watch everybody from the cradle to the grave.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, and you have to understand that America was founded as a nation where men could be free. The power of the central government was limited by the change of the Constitution, and America was the greatest nation in the world for 150 years or more. But gradually we were taken over by a small, subversive group. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but their intent was to use certainly the military and financial power of the United States to establish a world government under the control of a ruling elite, and of course to control the lives of the American people. And they've set up a surveillance society, and they're spying on us, they're listening to our telephone conversations, but they're keeping extensive records on every American to the point where they declare their dictatorship, and this is all unconstitutional. You need to get the information. You need to understand what's going on. And we do hope that you'll listen to our programs and you'll get others to understand. And basically what we need to do is expose these people, charge them with subversion, and they should be tried and convicted of their crimes. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they killed people. They killed President Kennedy. If you have any question that they killed President Kennedy, you need to get our four tape sets on that, or actually interview Lyndon Johnson's mistress, where she tells about the meeting that was held the night before they killed Kennedy, and how Lyndon Johnson told her that after tomorrow, why, you won't have to worry about JFK again. And ladies and gentlemen, they killed Bobby Kennedy. We have a four-tape set on that. They killed Martin Luther King. They killed people all throughout the world. These are people who do not believe in God. They believe in a power elite controlling our society. They have no respect for human life. And if they can get away with killing the president and his brother and Martin Luther King and world leaders, and they've done this, we can give you example after example, whether it be Mr. Diem and Mr. Nu in Vietnam or certainly the leaders of other countries, they simply have them assassinated. We recently had Gaddafi in Libya assassinated. And certainly we arrested and certainly he convicted Saddam Hussein, who was a wicked man, but we had put him in power. He was there serving under the auspices of the American government. You need to begin to look at what's going on. You can't just sit back and enjoy life. If you're not involved in trying to save America, then you become part of the problem. Our hope is that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we get the information out. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day at radioliberty.com. radioliberty.com.